State Treasurer Gina Raimondo formally kicked off her campaign for governor this morning at Hope Artiste Village in Pawtucket. Raimondo used that event to outline her message and some of her ideas for her campaign. Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis was at Raimondo's event, and Ian joins us now to talk about it. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Dave.
First of all, Raimondo used a video news release last month to announce that she was, in fact, running for governor. So what was the purpose of her event today?
Well, basically, it was to flesh out in bold strokes some of the ideas and initiatives that Raimondo says she would pursue as governor. To sum it up, she says she wants to use the governor's office to improve the economy, increase the quality of public education, and fix up crumbling roads and bridges in Rhode Island.
Details, details. How about some specifics on those policies, Ian?
Well, Raimondo says she wants to create an institute to help foster partnerships in areas of high job growth. She also wants to establish more partnerships between business and the state's public colleges. Another economic initiative is the idea of matching people getting unemployment benefits with job training. And like a lot of candidates, Raimondo says she wants to streamline government regulation. The treasurer says she supports banning assault weapons. She wants to raise the minimum wage and backs providing undocumented workers with driver's licenses. Those elements seem designed to cut into the support of her Democratic rival, Providence Mayor Angel Taveras, who's cultivated a bit more of a liberal profile. On education, Raimondo wants to create a funding stream for building schools. She also called for establishing a statewide scholarship program and instituting loan forgiveness to encourage more college grads to stay in Rhode Island.
Now, Ian, how would Raimondo pay for all of this?
Well, as you said, Dave, the devil is often in the details, and the treasurer wasn't ready today to detail the specifics on some of those concepts. Raimondo says that will come later in the campaign. For now, the 42-year-old treasurer is emphasizing a message of Rhode Islanders coming together to move the state forward. Raimondo says the state needs to do better, and she points to the pension overhaul she spearheaded in 2011 as an example of her ability to make a difference. Raimondo also made a point of taking a ripped a bus to Greg's restaurant for lunch after her announcement. That's a way for the Rhodes Scholar and former venture capitalist to link herself with everyday Rhode Island voters.
Now, voters will decide the Democratic primary for governor this September. And at this point, Ian, how's the landscape of that race look?
As we know, Angel Taveras was the first Democrat to join the race. He's still working hard to try and reduce the big fundraising advantage that Raimondo has over him. And Clay Pell, the grandson of the late senator, looks like he's getting ready to jump into the race later this month.
Okay, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.